A quick internet search turns up prognosticators betting or hoping that either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama will invite Feingold to share their ticket. But Feingold himself says he's happy in the Senate and has no current plans that include the White House. Still, he says he's pleased with the overall field of Democratic candidates, especially the fact that the current leaders in the race are a woman and an African American.
I think we may end up with a woman or a black person as the next president. In either case, it would be one of the most important things that has ever happened in American politics. It's not a reason to vote for somebody or vote against them, but if it happens, it will be a big thing.
If either Clinton or Obama get the nomination, Capital Times editor John Nichols says there's little doubt that Feingold will be on the list of potential running mates. But Nichols says Feingold's maverick stance on the Patriot Act and the war in Iraq could work against him getting the nod.
That does frighten some party leaders because while they would like to get his base of supporters and they'd like to have him draw in some of the more progressive and liberal elements of the party, they're not always confident they can control him.
Still, Nichols says Feingold has made it clear in numerous interviews that if the Democratic nominee asks him to share the ticket, he'd find it difficult to say no. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.